This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. Gusts of 30 to 35 miles per hour have kept the McHugh Creek fire just south of Anchorage going, but light showers forecast for this afternoon are expected to help firefighters. As of 7 p.m. yesterday, the fire was 842 acres. Black Hawk helicopters have been dropping bucket loads of water to keep it from moving toward homes about a mile away in Potter Valley to the west and the Rainbow Valley subdivision to the east. Five hotshot crews from the lower 48 arrived yesterday and will go to work on the fire today, relieving Alaskan crews who have been battling the blaze since it started Saturday afternoon. The Seward Highway is open. However, officials have closed turnouts along the highway. They urge motorists to be cautious driving through the area and not to slow down or stop to watch or photograph the fire. The FAA has issued a temporary flight restriction to give space to airplanes and helicopters working the fire. Officials held a meeting at South High School last night to update community members. Residents in the area have been put on evacuation alert. If an evacuation order is issued, the Anchorage Police Department will go door to door to alert residents. You can also receive alerts via Nixl. Go to nixl.com for more information. That's nixle.com. An evacuation center has been set up in the Spinard Community Recreation Center at 2020 48th Avenue, and supplies are on hand if other centers are needed. Officials have set up places where people can leave their pets during an evacuation. Smoke from the fire is drifting into Anchorage, creating a health hazard for children, the elderly, and people with respiratory problems, who are advised to avoid strenuous activity outdoors and keep their windows closed. Rain is in the forecast for this afternoon and coming days, which officials hope will dampen and ultimately douse the McHugh fire. The World Eskimo Indian Olympics started yesterday. For 56 years, Fairbanks has hosted the event that draws Native athletes and dancers from across the circumpolar north. As KUAC's Robin reports, this is the first year without a beloved champion for whom this year's games are dedicated.
The traditional call to the pullers of the blanket toss was often punctuated by the deep voice of Robert Aiken. In recent years, Big Bob, as he was known, was an announcer at WEO. But because he was also an athlete and a mentor and a coach and an ambassador for the Games, this year's World Eskimo Indian Olympics are dedicated to his memory. Sam Strange, the chair of WEO's Board of Governors, remembers Aiken as a champion.
Big Bob was involved not just in WEO, but also in the NYO level, or Native Youth Olympics, which is our elementary and high school level, as a coach, mentor, and still to this day is the most wins in the Eskimo stick pole that no one's beat.
In fact, Aiken won 6 gold medals in the Eskimo stick pole in the 1980s and still holds the world record for that, and the Indian stick pole with 7 gold medals, and the arm pole with the most wins. Aiken was born and raised in Barrow and died last November at age 62. He was called Big Bob because he was tall, he was fat, and he was muscular. At 6'4" and anywhere upwards of 300 pounds, he might have intimidated other participants. But Nicole Johnston, this year's head official, says Aiken valued sportsmanship because it was part of his Inupiaq culture.
He was very passionate about the honor that these games brought to our people. He reminded us it's our responsibility to make sure that the tradition of these games stays with the participants, with the athletes, that they understand why these games were played. You had to rely on each other to survive.
Other elders who have died in the past year will also be honored at this year's events. James Lampe was a longtime competitor in the ear weight event, in which participants endure the pain of carrying a heavy weight by one ear. And Claudia Tazroilik, who was a longtime tender of the WEO version of the Olympic torch, a seal oil lamp. She was honored during today's opening ceremony. I'm Robin, reporting in Fairbanks.
This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.